Good morning, church. Are we here and ready to, I just asked the team, are you ready to party? I have a very upbeat first song for you. It's kind of dipping back. It's reaching back a ways. I think we sang it when I was in college. So why don't you stand with us? And we're going to sing, You Are Good.
Oh,
guys, you can sit down. I think it's time for the children to be dismissed to children's church. I didn't have anyone come up to me and say, can you make sure to announce this or that? Was there anything, Jan? Okay, and you don't have to register? You do. Okay, so just to recap, that's the Assemblies of God having an all-day seminar on Revelation September 24th. And if you want to go, you got to register. That sounds great. Okay, yes. And so we've got the Fresh Food Initiative tomorrow. I always have to look at the time. 2 o'clock. And then Day of Hope is later this month. I don't think there are any other announcements. Gary? Are you taking care of our prayer today? Awesome.
Good morning, church family. It's so good to be here and see all these smiling faces, even you, Terry. Okay, I'll take some requests for prayer. Yeah, Glenda. Okay, she said that Delaney's going to get her stitches out this upcoming week and, oh, Staples, okay. Okay, Staples, and need prayer for that, and anybody else? Yeah. Okay, what was the name again? Alma. Okay, Alma's going to have a MRI tomorrow, and we pray for her so she goes through it well. Jan? A friend of ours, Bob and Denise, his nephew was in an accident. He's passed away and leaves a mother and her son. So if there's a child involved, want to pray for them. Linda? We appreciate you too. Linda wants to thank everybody in advance for the meal that will be prepared and people to help set up for the thing this afternoon, 4 to 6. Roseanne? Okay. Much prayer for her son to choose wisely on a house that he picks. Sold the house that he inherited or that he got from his mom, I'm sure, for a good deal. And thank you for all that you do. Anybody else?
On herself and did it, and it was great.
Yeah. have some very talented and good people here to do the church work. I want to pray for or say a thank you to Martha. Everybody get a chance to thank her for what she does. It's important work. Okay, shall we go to prayer? Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning declaring our love and our dependence upon you in all situations, Lord. We have prayers here. I'm sure there are more. We just lift them to you and thank you for the answered prayers. We know you are a true God. You're true to your word, and you are always faithful. We just pray for Delaney as she has her staples removed, Lord, and the next process that she's going to go through, Lord, for coming back to where she was, Lord. We just pray that you'd be with her as she works, and I know it's going to be painful. I pray that you will let her know that we're thinking of her and our hearts are with her. We also thank you for in advance for the MRI that Alma's going to have, Lord. We pray that you'd be with her little heart, that things would go well, and your hands would be upon her and everyone that is taking part in this MRI. We praise you and thank you that her hearts are with the nephew of Bob and Denise, our good friends. Such a tragic thing to happen to a family in that. So just let them know our hearts are with them, and I pray that someone would come alongside and lift them up and help her as much as they can. Linda wants to thank us for the thing, and we praise you, Lord, for the chance to come together today to celebrate David Holcomb's return to you, home to you, Lord. We just ask you to be with us, that we would do our work with a light heart and big smiles, and that people would be blessed because they have came. And most of all, we want you to be glorified and magnified in this, Lord. May they see you in us. We also want to thank you that the house is sold and that he will be looking for a new house. We just pray that he would be wise and work within his budget, Lord. We thank you for Martha for the work that she did in trimming the bushes. And we just thank you for all that she does. She's a very powerful worker and a very good heart on doing things for you. So in all these things and all the things that are unsaid, we praise you and thank you for the God that you are and the things that you are going to accomplish this week as we go forward and the weeks to come. We pray also for traveling mercies for our interim pastor as he goes on a vacation. We pray that our hearts and our prayers go with him. In the name of Jesus, we pray all these things. Amen.
If you would like to stand and join us again in worship, how many of you praise God that his mercies are new every morning? Thank you, Lord. Jeez. To lay down our burdens of self-effort. Most of us are striving from day to day and don't even realize that we are trying to do it in our own strength and have not invited you into our time and into our schedules and into our lives. So we lay down our burdens here this morning, and we'll try with your help to not pick them up again. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. From addictions, from the torment. Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God our Father, who loved us and gave us everlasting consolation and encouragement and well-founded hope through his grace, comfort and encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.